Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, reading through here, Spokesman Review did a thing on the Mariners' options at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams, you know, are going to be selling off guys. I mean, the Marlins already traded Luis Arraez.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice little get.
Absolutely.
But he went to the Padres. You know, if the Mets, although the Mets are winning.
The Mets are winning, so that may. Yeah. But Alonso's, he's been rumored for the last 2 years. You can have Jeff McNeil in his .222 average.
He seems kind of Mariner-y.
He seems very Mariner-y.
Doesn't he? Well,
much money on a contract that he was really good and earned it then, but might not be so much anymore. Yeah, that's very Mariner-y.
What about Luis Robert, the guy from the White Sox?
He's the other one besides the Jimenez. No, just go. Like, last year, in fact, you sold guys off. You know, go. You are good. You have a pitching staff that can win you a World Series. So to me, when your offense is this bad, I mean, as good as you are, your run differential is still like plus 18. You can't hit, and you're winning a lot of close games and finding ways to eke it out. But we know in the postseason, it's a different animal. Go get a bat or two. Don't do this stupid 54% win. We're playing for the future. Go win now. There's an opportunity right here.
Well, it's kind of interesting. There's some teams that aren't they're just not playing very well that could be sellers, like Tampa.
Yeah.
You know, could they go get a Rosarena? I mean, he's been terrible this year. But.
And this is kind of obviously a big reach, and I know you'd have to give up a lot. But, you know, there's some talk that like Vladdy Jr. in Toronto could be available because he's not very good.
Wow.
So I know that's...
Because he's not very good?
Well, no, because the Blue Jays aren't very good. The Blue Jays stink. And so, you know, there's some talk that, you know, maybe someone like that could be available.
Vlad Jr. and Julio.
Well, or here's another
big dumper.
Well, here's another one too. Let's say like the Mets decide this out. A guy like JD Martinez, who the Mets got this offseason.
Yeah.
Like go get, that's more realistic than obviously the big blockbuster deal to go get Vladdy Jr. But, you know, they did that with Castillo. Right? That was a huge move and then ended up signing him long-term. So if you're willing to do that, you know, why is, if Vladdy Jr. really is on the market and Toronto's listening, why wouldn't you at least make a call on that?
Maybe they can get Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
You think they can get him?
So, well, wasn't he supposedly, that was where he wanted to, or I guess was going to play in Seattle before he came to Anaheim.
Yeah, makes an offseason home up there or something like that.
Name, according to Jeff Passan, is from the Rays, infielder Itzhak Paredes.
Don't know enough about him.
Good little player.
Yeah.
Had a breakout year last year, hit 31 bombs, drove in 100 runs.
Oh, that's tasty.
And they're not very good this year, so maybe they'll sell some bros off. Anyway, the whereabouts of Aaron Rodgers is a mystery. Of course, this is not a story I give a rip about.
Yeah, we just keep hearing that he's on the other side of the world at an event that's very important.
Yeah, well, now one NFL insider, Albert Breer, is hinting that Rodgers is away on an ayahuasca retreat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
for the second time.
Yeah.
Right?
Well yeah.
Maybe more.
I'm sure he's done ayahuasca plenty of times. I mean, he talks about it, but that...
There was also the big darkness retreat, too, which I think may have been second retreat.
That was in Oregon. Mm-hmm.
But this is my point. If that really is... what this is.
Why can't he do that before camp?
Because I'm sure, like, when you do ayahuasca and, like, you have, like, these, like, hero doses of mushrooms, a lot of times they are in, like, it's a controlled environment. And this may be around a trip. Maybe he's the speaker at a conference. My aunt goes down to a lot of these, and, like, it's a whole thing. It's a big event. It lasts, like, a week, but...
But why can't you schedule it before minicamp?
Well, because the ayahuasca doesn't move for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers moves for the ayahuasca.
Like, he couldn't do it in May? That's not an option?
That's the sort of stuff that if that's really what it is, like, that's so stupid that he's, you know... You can't go all in and talk about getting rid of all the BSs in football and then miss mandatory camp because you're, you know, seeing through your third eye.
So, Albert Albert Breer was on the Rich Eisen show, and he said, this reads, Albert gave a lengthy response to Rodgers' whereabouts that was not in the New York area instead of being at the Jets facility, a decision that will cost him more than $100,000 in fines. He said, quote, the best I can answer this right now that I feel solid about is that he is somewhere that they could not excuse and maintain credibility with the rest of the locker room, but would be expected, would not be an out of left field thing for him. So you guys can open your mind, so to speak, as he's been known to open his mind sometimes into all the possibilities.
Yeah,
so, that's what Breer said.
Look, he's at an ayahuasca retreat, and he's just trying to keep it quiet because... And by the way, when he comes back, you know people are going to ask him about him, and you know he's going to be all bristly. You know he's going to be like a total dip-ass about this whole thing.
He'll be cagey and annoyed and aloof.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
It's just so stupid. You know, but this is Aaron Rodgers. So,
well,
at the end of the day, they have a soft schedule at the beginning.
Exactly.
It's a good team.
Get out there, sling the rock.
They should get out. I'm looking at their, I'll bring up their schedule, but I looked at this a while back. They should be 5-1.
I bet they're not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying on paper,
see them winning this game.
They are going to be favored in a lot of their early games before it gets harder. So they start off with the Washington Commanders. Come on. Like, that's a win.
Who's their quarterback now?
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
You got a rookie signal caller. I'm sorry.
Should beat him.
That's a win. And then you got the Carolina Panthers. Oh, my God.
Should beat him.
Should win. And then you got the Giants. That should be a win.
That stinks of a game the Jets would lose.
Sorry, guys. My bad. Preseason. That was preseason.
Oh.
Boy, that's got you a couple times.
Damn.
That jumps up and bites
you
there.
It jumps up and gets me. Because it's been a while.
You need to be better than this.
Back to front.
Okay.
It's tough week one. I knew there was one game in there.
All right, what do we got?
They start out with the 49ers on the road.
Loss.
That's tough.
Loss.
That's tough.
Loss.
But then you get Tennessee, who's not very good. Yeah. You get New England, who might be the worst team in the NFL.
Okay.
Then you get the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Who are,
where's that game?
That's at home.
Okay.
And Denver stinks, and Denver's got a new quarterback. And then you got the Jets, and you got Sam Darnold.
The Jets are going to play the Jets?
You got the Vikings. Jets and Vikings. It's like that. That is a nice, favorable start for
Wait, Sam Darnold is the quarterback of the Vikings?
Yeah. Sam Darnold.
I thought they drafted, what's his nuts?
J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Darnold's starting. It's not going to be J.J. McCarthy.
How do you know that?
They've already said it.
Why'd they say that?
Because J.J. McCarthy is, they're not throwing him to the wolves.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, maybe by week 5 it's J.J. McCarthy. Hmm. Either way, like, that's a 4-1 start.
3-2.
This should be a 4-1 start.
And the only reason I'm saying that is because they're the Jets. They'll find a way to make it 3-2.
And then you got Buffalo, which is tough.
Ooh,
but then again, then you got Pittsburgh, New England, I mean, Houston, Arizona. This is a very favorable schedule for them.
Well,
the Jets are going to win double-digit games. They're going to be an 11-win team if Aaron Rodgers is healthy.
It's just, if he stays healthy... And they win games, none of this crap matters.
Yeah.
Nothing will matter with Rodgers. Yeah. This is all going to be tied to how much success they have.
Yeah. 100%.
That's it. And so he better, because he does this to himself. He backs himself into a corner. Now you better go out there and play well, because if you don't, now here they come.
And
they're coming for you.
And he's going to be a bristly a-hole to the New York media. And this isn't Green Bay, man. They're going to roast that dude. And then you got to wonder, you know, you got to be careful about losing the locker room. And by the way, your offensive line is 1,000 years old. I mean, this will be the most interesting. Oilers just scored.
Shorty.
That will be the most interesting story, I think, early on in the NFL season. We'll be watching the.
You kind of did a Roy McIlroy fist pump there.
I don't know, fist pump.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did anybody catch that on YouTube? You guys catch that?
I'm sure it's on the YouTube.
Yeah, I wonder what that looked like.
Let's have to run it back.
It just kind of felt... It's like you really wanted a fist bump, but you couldn't because you were on the air and you were talking.
Yeah.
So you had to tone it down. It was a little, I don't know.
I'm sorry. That's
I'm
going
to watch it back right now.
That's a tasty goal right there. That's phenomenal.
College football grundle thumper is next. Now, I saw the, so I've been reading the preseason prognostications, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's what I like to do. Actually, I haven't. I just saw that Phil Steele put out his rankings of the Big Ten teams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make you guess who he has dead last in the Big Ten.
Okay.
But not right now.
Not right now.
Next.
After I'm done fist bumping appropriately with that shorthanded Oilers goal.
Oh, and the other thing we have left before the end of the hour, we have another ex-athlete hair crisis.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this.
Oh, boy, do we.
You need to see
this. Oh, we do.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. This is right up your alley.
All right.
You're very passionate about,
I am,
about hair crises among men.
It's tough. It's tough out there,
honestly. Boy, this one is.
The women have it so easy. It's just, if women do go bald, no one can make fun of them. You can't say boo about it. And then they can just put on a wig, and it's completely acceptable. I can't roll in here with a wig tomorrow.
You can.
Well, maybe I should. It's unacceptable. It's ridiculous.
All right, the Grundle Thumper is next. Here's Buck.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.